Hear me well, and let yourself imagine a world where every second of every day you find yourself aware that pleasure is coming, that conditioning is waiting in the wings, that you have gone somewhere splendid enough, well watered, well rooted enough. That returning to it in great detail is easy. Knowing that you will brainwash yourself willingly, or else spend so much energy avoiding the conditioning of my influence that you're giving me space in your head for free anyway. And all I'm using it for is to make parts of your day more enjoyable, more potent, easy things to know, easy parameters to set, easy conditions to lay out for you, so we can use them together. I enjoy a safe and pleasant trap, so safety is the first mark, often a trigger, a piece of conditioning. A well-trained response will occur only when it is safe, and what that means is entirely in your control. When you think about circumstances in which you would enjoy a nice trance, such as the ones you are in right now, no doubt certain imagery presents itself. I would like to add an image to your definition of safety. I would like to add the image of a well-rooted position. The roots you have are like the roots of a plant, spreading into those places where you feel safest. They are no less mobile, attached to you, webbing into the world, your resting place, the places where you clean and prepare for the day, places you feed, places you create yourself anew, day by day. I like when there's something at stake, something everyday and simple, something potent and automatic. But the stakes can be fun and enjoyment versus fun and enjoyment, the inevitability of your joy and indulgence, something you will have to walk into, submerge yourself in, and what comes may come. Know this. Relax. Hear my voice and see yourself proceeding through your days. My voice is a web, and it is a web tied intimately to your roots and vines, the parts of you which extend sensorily into the spaces you own, which includes when you are performing the basic functions of life. You proceed through the day, walking on the web of your awareness and intent, and of course, because it is your own web, you do not get stuck. And you can disconnect from your roots, go out into the world carrying fuel, both physical and mental, in you and with you. When you sleep and rest, the web of all things you have done creates an imprint which sticks with you. The web of all things you do and have done, plan and have planned, think and have thought, exists, and it spreads nourishment, hydration for the spirit. Being in a place tied intimately to your roots is restorative. Every time you take care of yourself, those roots connect more clearly to you. Every time you take care of yourself, those roots soak up more water. they become more vast, more tuned to your world. So they sing with a tone all your own, singing through your spaces. You are in private space now, where your mind can sink into these roots. Roots apply positive suction, pulling water from one place to another. And when they pull, you feel the pull of exchange, making room within, permitting the water to flow, permitting your mind to open to warm, comfortable, connected truth. This is a place to be. This is a place you need to be. This is a place where you are safe. You are yourself. Feel those roots working, soaking up the hydration and nourishment of our shared time here. Working, sucking, pulling thoughts away that you don't need. You need so little. Your needs are met. And the fun thing about needs is that when they are met, they disappear. And those roots meet your thoughts coming the other way. And your thoughts, which are met, vanish likewise, dissolving in smoke into the aether of this is a safe place, into the murmured promise of I have something fun for us, if only you let yourself be trusted to my hands, knowing that you might notice it, or maybe you noticed it long before now. The slowness and steadiness of going from the time of a busy day to the tidal flow and root-borne squeezing of well-placed comfort. You are safe, and so you can go to places you would not otherwise. You are comfortable, and so you can go safely into an exploration of that pull you have so often ignored, so often denied. In this comfortable, comforting place, we can use those roots, that system of nourishment to aid you, bring you to new experiences. And you would like to experience new things with me, wouldn't you? You would love to just feel something soothing, relaxing, something we can bring to your attention together until it spreads out and overtakes all other thought. Inspect your roots. They are the safety you cultivate, the places you go when you nourish yourself. Entertain yourself, trust yourself, and I meet your trust coming the other way, and trust you as well, with my words, my ideas, with my fantasies, with my wouldn't it be nice if, and no matter how far we drift away, no matter how we explore, your roots are always there, surrounding your body, running down into the surface beneath you, keeping you held safe in place. Heaviness might be what you notice first, or the cool, rushing sensation of empty, thoughtless thought. The spaces where there is more root, more nourishment, more hydration, and less of everything else, less of busyness, less thought, less boundary, between fantasy and waking, between the old world and the new. But no matter how far you get into relaxation, no matter how far from your body you travel, you will still be anchored here, tethered by the simple silver thread of your roots, full and pulsing thoughts. Your thoughts pulse away, and the nourishment flows in. These words are nourishment, wrapping you up, languid, lazy, ready to submerge for a deep drop and a long, slow descent that takes you just where you need to go to learn, feel, and experience something new. Listen closely and relax with me. Good. Now.